Today's gospel tells how the kingdom of God was taken away from those who cruelly abandoned their master. Our Lord was cruelly put to death on the cross so that we might gain that kingdom of God. On the first Good Friday, when our Lord died, Saint Veronica was the woman who stepped out of the crowd and wiped the perspiring face of Christ as he struggled to carry the cross on his road to Calvary. And today we commemorate that cloth which Saint Veronica used and which miraculously retained an imprint of the face of the suffering Christ. This has a funny sounding name to me, the Feast of the Holy Winding Sheet, and this feast is observed in some places on Friday after the second Sunday of Lent. The offices assigned to it in the Missal and Breviary are those designated to the Diocese of Turin, which is the town in Italy where the Holy Shroud was kept. That veil is more commonly called the Holy Shroud, and it is one of the greater relics preserved in St. Peter's at Rome. Our own Lenten saint, St. Therese, was greatly devoted to that holy imprint of our Lord's face. And she said to her friends in the convent that the devotion to the holy face was the heart of her spirituality. She also composed a nice little prayer: O Jesus, your face is the only beauty that delights my heart. We also have today a great example of a saint doing penance and in this way following our Lord in his personal Calvary. He is Saint David, the Bishop of Wales. In his early years, he became a hermit, and his spiritual master was so greatly advanced in loving God that he actually became blind because of the excessive weeping in prayer. But his great disciple, Saint David, restored his loving master's sight by the sign of the cross. Saint David studied a long time to prepare himself for the functions of the holy priesthood. And at length, coming out of his solitude like Saint John the Baptist out of the desert, David preached the words of eternal life to the Britons. Saint David founded many monasteries where he formed many great pastors, priests, and other eminent servants of God. By his monastery rule, he obliged all his monks to hard manual labor in the spirit of penance. Most of the monasteries that time had big properties, but Saint David allowed no use of cattle to ease his monks at their work. So these monks had to till the ground by their own strength. You children just had your one day of recollection and silence, but the monks of Saint David were never allowed to speak except in absolute necessity. and after hard day's work in the field, the monks returned late in the day to the monastery to read, write, and pray. Their food was only bread and vegetables. How's that for perpetual Lent? With a little bit of salt. And they never drank anything better than a little bit of milk mingled with water. And after a very light meal at the end of the hard day of work, they spent 3 hours in prayer and adoration. Then they took very little bit of rest and again rose early in the morning to continue prayer until they went out to work again. When anyone petitioned to be admitted to the monastery of Saint David, the recruit had to wait 10 days at the door, during which time he was tried by harsh words, repeated refusals, and painful labors, all that he might learn to die to himself and prepare to grow in humility. When the recruit was finally admitted, he had to leave all his worldly property behind him. Saint David was a true reformer and prophet to his nation. True, he preached with great force and energy, but his example was even more powerful than his eloquence. And he has, in all succeeding ages, been the glory of the British Church. When that church was plagued by heresy called Pelagianism, Saint David defended the true doctrine so zealously that he was chosen to be the Archbishop of Wales. He is such a great example of humility to us who struggle to follow our beaten master to the Calvary. The spirit of Saint Therese sees the beaten and sad face of our Lord as the great consolation, and that holy shroud where his dead body was put reminds us of our necessity to die for ourselves, that we and all our dear ones, by growing in humility, in obedience, and could gain our Master's kingdom, together with all the great saints in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.